Welcome to the CGCG podcast. That's CGCG podcast. That's CGCG podcast. We coming through your speakers. It's that CG podcast. What is up, everybody? It is episode 4 of the CG podcast. It is CG Too Easy, your boy here with Tone, my man.
What's up, guys? Been a long time.
Hey, man, it's been some days, bro. We've been chilling. We've been holidaying it up. How was your holiday, bro?
It was good, man. You know, not as big as our family usually gets it. We just did all immediate family stuff, basically.
Right, yeah. COVID.
Yeah, man. Bummer. But I get it.
No, definitely, man. Everybody got to stay safe for sure.
Exactly.
And I mean, I heard it was spiking everywhere. I mean, over here in Corpus, it was spiking. I mean, after the holidays, it was like, I guess, not just Corpus. I don't know actually if it was Corpus, but I read something. It was like Texas. It was like a big old spike after the holidays, which is expected, I guess. I mean,
yeah, everyone gets
people
together.
Getting together.
Yeah.
It's just tough. It's tough to not get together at the same time because it's all the good times, bro. It was good times still over here. We did the same thing.
Yeah, it was. I had a great time. It was still a good time. Got a new record player. Pretty excited about that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was dope.
Nice. Yeah, my grandparents came to visit, so it was awesome. I got to see them, and there was like a treasure trove of just presents on presents on presents, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, man. So it was like, I know we were supposed to record and record and record it, but like, dude, I spent like a week just opening toys and opening boxes.
I know, man.
And
it's so tough, because even like a week before and a week after the holidays, you still have holiday stuff.
Dude, it's like you're sitting there, and you just... Dude, I have like the scissors in one hand cutting something up for my boy on one side. Then you got my daughter, you know, breaking off this right here or unscrewing that or putting a screw in this or, you know, blowing this up. And you're like, God dang, man, right. this one. Dude, for like a week we had a store in their closet just like, no, wait for that one. We'll open this one tomorrow. You know what I mean? We're going to wait for this one. We've already opened 5. Like, calm down.
Right. You know what I was thinking is, have you seen those new – so like they still have twisty ties and most stuff, but like they're starting to move towards those new plastic pieces that are super easy. Like all you do is just squeeze in and pull now.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
it.
Dude,
it's
I
great.
Dude, actually, they do have some sweet things like that. You're right, because you used to have to cut everything.
Yeah.
Which some stuff you still do, but then you're right, some of them have those like twist, like little block parts.
Yeah,
that just
love
pop
them.
Off.
Love them.
Yeah, it's real easy.
Good for that guy or girl,
technology,
whoever created it,
bro.
Yeah,
that's just when it gets down to technology.
Where was I during that creation?
Yo, for sure, dude. I'm saying, parents are thanking that man or woman, whoever did that.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man. No, but moving on, bro, but to sports. There was a lot of sports that went on while we were going on, dude.
Yeah, we missed sports. We definitely saw a lot of different things. A lot of good college football stuff. You know, college basketball is going on, but it's just so early in the game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's winning, everyone's losing, except for Gonzaga and Baylor, obviously. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we definitely got to hit on.
Well, what do you want to start with, man? College football.
Yeah.
How was that for you? I know you were big on like who was gonna win, who didn't win.
I am shocked that Clemson lost to Ohio State and how it happened. Like Ohio State absolutely destroyed Clemson. I'm like, well, this is not fun.
Right. Yep. Definitely, people were. That was definitely a big conversation on Facebook. I seen popping up on my news feed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even some people didn't think Ohio State should be in. As well as Notre Dame, your boys absolutely gave the Irish a whooping.
Hey, man, that's what I'm saying. That's what the new fans are always excited when their team continues to kick ass as they jump on the wagon. You know what I'm saying? I might be stepping on this wagon now as we're progressing.
Yeah, you're a little late to the game, but whatever.
Hey, man, come on, bro. I have to step on sometime.
Yeah,
you know, we were at the cookout, and now we, you know what? We might just hop on a truck.
That's it. Now you're there. You're in.
I'm hopping on, bro. I'm roll tied all the way. I'm roll tied all the way, man.
Definitely.
Come on.
You see, Devontae Smith won the Heisman, right?
I didn't see it, but that's awesome.
Yeah, he
ended
up winning
the
Heisman this year.
That is awesome.
It makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, watching those highlights of those dudes play, bro, they are just, those guys are awesome to see.
They're all
and
really good.
So they're all moving on, him for sure. Is he moving on for NFL this next?
I don't know what class he's in. What is it? Oh, yeah, he's a senior, so he'll be in the draft this coming up here.
Nice.
Definitely, I think that running back too. You like what's his name, Nyjah Harris, right? I think he's a junior, could be a senior. I think he's moving on.
Nice,
but the quarterbacks that were in there, like Trevor Lawrence and the guy from
Mac
Ohio
Jones.
State. Well, I don't know. I don't know about Mac Jones.
I like Mac Jones.
Well, yeah, I think he's good. I just don't know what year he is in school.
I'm just on Alabama's, bro. I'm just chilling, you know. Yeah. I'll just throw names out there.
No, he had a great game against Notre Dame, 4 touchdowns. He's a junior. He could go, actually, in the draft if he wants to. I don't know if he'll commit or not. Some of these guys, people like Mac Jones might stay another year to prove, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, 36 touchdowns and 4,000 yards. I think he should probably go in the draft.
Yeah, dude, that's badass numbers.
Yeah,
for sure. Great.
I think he was second both of them. Yeah, second both of them in college football.
And then what? We have Alabama versus Ohio State.
National championship game, man. I don't know. I don't care. No, I care. My team didn't get in, so I could care less. Just kidding.
Dang. Just hateful. Kidding. But everyone's allowed to have opinions.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, your boys, I think, are going to take it. I think it's going to be another Bama national championship. They're so deep. Mac Jones, Najee Harris. Devontae Smith. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm.
And that's just three of them. They're so good.
When does that happen?
That is coming up. Let me get the date. I think it's next. Is it next week? Or it's like a Monday or Tuesday or something like that.
Oh, is it?
I wish I had the freaking date in front of my face. I just don't want to say the wrong one. Forget it.
Or say it.
No, I'll say it.
I'll just cut it in.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Oh, like, yeah. They think it's long, but it's really, really quick. Right. Really quick for them.
They're like, oh, they nailed it.
I might as well just keep it in now. Just let them think.
Yeah, no, just let them think that it's okay. They'll be all right. It is Monday. Actually, it's coming up this Monday. Monday night. I knew it.
This Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
7 p.m.
I'll check it out. I'll check it out for shizzle.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. I like that.
Hey, man. Got to bring it back. Yeah. Anyways, moving on, dude.
Yeah, you know, the fight game. Here. Yeah, the fight game is pretty dull. There hasn't been anything in the UFC since the last one we talked about. They usually take a little, you know, end of year hiatus. We do got, you know, Conor coming up. Was that next weekend?
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen that promoted.
Or in two weekends, badass. The 26th. Yeah,
go check that out.
That's the big one. I think Max Holloway fights next week in UFC 2 to kick things back off. But everyone's looking forward to that Conor Poirier fight. So that'll be fun.
All right, yeah, we'll move on as it's coming closer. We'll keep talking about those
things. Right, yeah, for sure. We'll hit on that next week. Boxing, though, we saw King Ryan Garcia.
That was tight.
That was awesome, right?
Man, when they dropped him, it was a badass fight. And, like, we were supposed to talk about it before they fought.
Yeah.
And what I had in my notes and everything that I was looking up, That Campbell kid was nothing to play with.
No.
You know, like he's a gold medalist. Mm-hmm. He's a boxer. Like, he's just a boxer, good. Man. And he was stepping in that, like, and he did. He approached it like a boxer, and he boxed, bro. And he did his thing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Bro. And he's been in championship fights, so it's not like he's just some, you know what I mean? He's just not.
Exactly. You know, and that's what it looked like. Yeah. It looked like he was prepared.
He fought Lomachenko, who was pound for pound number one. 12 rounds. I mean, Loma didn't knock him out or anything. He fought him tough for 12 rounds. Campbell's no joke.
Yeah, man, and he looked like no joke. And and I'm sure Garcia knew he was no joke when he fell on that mat too. But the cool part, like everyone was saying, is when it's not about how you hit that mat, it's how you get up from that mat. And when he got up, dude, he got up like, okay, let's move on. Yep. Let's go to the next one. You know what I mean? And that's the next round. I mean, continuing on after that, I mean, he just looked
dominant. He proved a lot of, like, his doubts. Like, a lot of people just doubted him just for the type of kid he is. You know, like, he comes up. He's got all these people on Instagram and Twitter and all this stuff. Oh, so they don't think he's a tough guy.
Well, he looks
guy.
Like one you want to hate. Does. Like, you either love him or you hate him, right? Yeah. Like, that's one of
and
the guys.
That proved he's a tough guy. He got knocked down. But the thing is he was winning that round. he just got caught. And it happens. Right. Sometimes it happens.
Right. He looked good the whole time. It was never like he was in the background. But when he fell, that's when it was like, oh, what's going to happen next?
I was nervous. Right.
That's when everyone's like, what's going to happen? But, man, that body shot. I mean, dirty. He was killing the body the whole time. Yeah. Like, that dude was.
He's so fast.
Yes, he's quick. Dude, they're both super good. Like, it was an awesome fight to watch.
Loved it. It was one of the best fights I've seen in a while, actually, for boxing-wise. It was a good one.
Yeah, me and my wife definitely got hyped up when we were watching it.
Yeah, it was a good one. So, staying on boxing here, You see everything between him and Tank Davis. It's been evolving. I think it's going to happen.
Oh, dude, I just saw the stuff about him on the podcast, Mike Tyson's podcast.
Did you see that? That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, Tyson's such a fucking badass instigator too, dude. Yeah. Did you see him? He was like, I got him on the phone. Do you want him? And he was like, oh, yeah, let me see. Hey, man, this dude's talking mad shit, yo.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, man. But and they just piped him up. Yeah.
What I like is these two are top prospects, super prospects. You can almost put them above prospects now. I mean, they're champions. They're legit.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid to say that they want to fight each other. And I think they're going to get in the ring and do it. It's great.
Dude.
It seems like these younger guys might be going away from the weight and fight game. You know what I'm saying? That kind of Floyd Mayweather brought along. Like, where's my biggest money fight? I'll take this guy on my convenience. Like, Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis just want to fight. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, like they don't like it's almost like okay, like a not just a money shot or for like a championship type shit, but it's like a bro, like I'm gonna fight you because that's what people want to see. Like they know I'm a badass fighter, you're a badass fighter. Who's the better fighter?
Exactly.
And when you get that type of energy, that's like I mean that's kind of the reason why I love like when Conor fights, you know, or somebody like that. Like he gets you to where you're like, oh, now I need to see
fight. That's what.
So yeah, I'm super excited.
Isn't that exciting? I think it's great for boxing. It's gonna be great for boxing.
It gets, well, it's not like super confirmed, right? It's just them.
It's not them signed or anything, but it's
right. It's just them jawing at each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. There. Dope, man. Well, that's fucking bad. I mean, that's I need to cool it with the bitches. I need to cool all that.
Cool it with the bitches.
I need to cool it with the bitches.
What movie is that? Is that Hardball?
It's Hardball, man. I told my pops, I was like, whenever I get too crazy, start saying bad words, I'm just gonna tell everybody. Like, can we cool it with the bitches?
What a movie.
Dude, great movie, and we'll always refer to that one because this is a sports podcast over, you know.
And mostly. What a perfect movie segue into what we're getting with now with baseball. Like that was pretty cool.
Exactly.
I mean,
nice.
You nailed that.
Appreciate it.
Good job,
dude. I'm gonna work on my segues. Yeah. So it's like I'm gonna work on my writing skills. Never mind, bro. That was terrible. Continue.
So baseball's kind of heating up now. Basically, we got some trades and signings. The Padres are loading up. That rotation's insane. And they also signed the top Korean prospect. So they got Blake Snell, who was last year's Cy Young Award winner, best pitcher in the game. Award for you, Emilio. I'm not sure if you know what that was, but
I'm listening, dude.
And
best
then
pitcher in the game.
Yeah, so it's called the Cy Young Award. And then they got my boy Yu Darvish from the Cubs. Very upset about that. We got absolutely nothing in return, but that's okay.
Oh no,
not happy. Just not happy. Our best signing this offseason was a play-by-play commentary guy. We just got that's a great sign. So they got Yu Darvish, who was second in Cy Young voting. Yeah, I was so upset. So the Padres.
And Cy Young, was that like a pitcher or something?
What's he was a pitcher back in the day. He was like best. And so they named the award after him. Yeah.
Most of the time, that's what these sports teams or sports, you know, places do.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm listening, though.
Yeah, so.
That's not good for you, but good for the Padres.
But the Padres are loaded, man. And then his name's Ha Sung Kim. He's a middle infielder. He can play second, short, or third from Korea. They signed him. So that's pretty good for them, which is crazy because they're loaded. They have Manny Machado, who's a great baseball player, Fernando Tatis Jr., who could be the best player in the league, arguably. I think it's Mike Trout still, but, I mean, he could be. And then now this guy. They're loaded. They're so loaded.
Damn. And the way that MLB works, is that like – are they divided into divisions as well?
Same way as basketball.
So there's two divisions?
National League, American League.
Or conferences, I guess.
Yep. You got the National League and then the American League. And then you got, you know, your Central, West, East in each.
Okay.
Yep.
And does that, and then within that, they kind of, is the playoffs work the same as basketball?
Or
is
it closer to? More or less. We get wild card teams in instead of like top eight. It's like you get whatever your division winners and then a couple wild card teams.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's,
are the Padres in the same as our boys or no?
They're in the National League. They're not in the same division though. The Cubs are in the Central. They're in the West for being in the West. So they do it pretty demographically, you know, your West, Central, and East is usually West, Central, East. But I think they're the favorites.
I was just wondering if we have to worry about you know, these Padres or not. You know what I'm saying?
Come playoff
time.
Not
that I'm big on it, yeah. But I'm going to start watching a little bit more. Because I'm not a Cubs fan.
You're a White
I'm
Sox,
a Sox
guy.
Fan. Yeah. I'll say that right now.
Them boys
I'm
look
a
great.
Sox fan. Are they great?
Oh, they're, who's they're, great? They're good. They have a great team. Very young.
The Sox?
Mm, yeah, man. You're missing out. You should get on that right now.
Oh, dude, you even have it in the notes. Oh, they're coming up. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, they added Lance Lynn and got Adam Eaton back, so which is actually pretty good. They needed a guy, a low strikeout guy, contact guy, and they get that back, getting Adam Eaton back. Very good baseball player. And they needed another starter in Lance Lynn. And I'm thinking a guess here. There's a lot of top talent waiting still in the free agency. Tons of great players left. I think you guys might end up going for Trevor Bauer, who did win the Cy Young Award. The guy is phenomenal. I think you guys are going
to
get
nice.
Him.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That's what I like to hear, man.
I mean, they should.
For all my other Sox fans listening, we're coming up, baby.
Yeah, you
we're
guys are good. Up. Very good. And that hurts me to say that.
Hey, that's. I mean, it sucks, though. Because y'all, I mean, how are the Cubs? Are they bad?
No,
they,
we're still
are
good.
Are they kind of still good?
We're good. Still good.
Good to hear. I mean, for the fam, at least.
We'll probably be in the playoffs again. But it just... I don't know.
Nice.
We're not making good moves. We're trying to retool, not rebuild, they're saying. I'm like, well, what? No, we're trying to rebuild again. It makes no sense. Whatever. Retool, I don't want to get into rebuild. That.
That sounds like a Bulls saying. Something the Bulls
exactly, say. Emilio. You nailed it right there.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
It hurts. It hurts.
Hey, anyway, let's continue on with our freaking...
Yeah, just go to... Oh, yeah. So we finally got a start date for the NHL. Well, we got it like a couple weeks ago when we were going to do this, but holidays... So this Wednesday the 13th, we got a puck drop, if you will. The NHL season will start, and I am excited because I'm a big fan of hockey.
Puck drop. Dude, my parents are big fans of hockey. Well, I don't know if they're big fans, but I know they were pretty hyped the last couple seasons.
Yeah, I think you need to watch it. I think you would really like it. You'll definitely like it more than baseball.
See, because, yeah, I have a hard time watching it. I just really like – I'm like my mom, like – We just like to go to the game. When you're at the game, it's a different vibe than watching on
Let me
TV.
Tell you
it's
something.
It's just so slow.
I went,
it's like watching NASCAR.
I went to my first Blackhawks game before COVID hit, okay, last year. And it was just a regular season game, meant nothing, early in the year. And that was the best atmosphere of sports I have ever been to in my life, was a Blackhawks game at the United Center. It was absolutely insane.
In hockey? Cause yeah. Was it because everyone felt like you wanted to fight each other?
No, dude. Even before a national anthem, it was insane. Everyone just yelling and standing up and... singing it was insane.
Just
Emilio,
energy just
it was
immediately
insane.
In there.
Yeah, you're in there wanting to rip a face off. Like it's
that's
great.
That's what I meant. Like you just kind of be like, oh. Yes. I just feel like when I see the crowd,
it
they're always hyped
so
up.
So fun, Emilio. You gotta hit
slapping the walls and shit.
If you're here next year, anytime even after next year, and it's hockey season, Hawks game on me because it's fantastic.
All right, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that because I want to smack some things.
Yeah.
I want to feel like that.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get kicked out of the United Center, but just feel it. Feel it in your bones.
I don't want to get kicked out, but I want to be on the brink of like, you know what? I will do something.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Like when our guys are fighting another guy, like we feel like hopping on the ice and fighting them with them, right?
Like you hit it. Yeah, bro. Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's
I'm
great.
With that.
It's fun.
I'm with that. So there's, okay, so we got a date for that. That's good.
Yep.
That's good because I'm going to check that out.
Yeah,
now.
The Hawks play too. They play opening night, so definitely check that out. They play at 7, I believe.
Hell yeah, we're continuing on with our Chicago teams, man. Let's move on for our boys, man. They got in.
They got in, didn't they?
They got in. I
was
wrong,
man.
Yes. Yes. I mean, well, it's not because, not like it's not like you're wrong all the time, Tone, but you have great facts. You come in with the facts. It's just the future, they change up on you.
I didn't know the Cardinals were going to lose.
Exactly. They don't listen to you. Things that you thought were going to happen, they just switch up, man. I love it. That's why I'm like, if we're ever going to bet, I might just take the opposite.
Always. Yeah, always. You'll win.
No, but seriously, the Bears, dude, they were freaking. It was, but I mean, it was, of course, it was Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
We got absolutely destroyed.
And so, I mean, that sucks.
Yeah.
And yes, I mean, it sucks to be the worst. Like, not, I don't know if it's the worst. Are we the worst team in the playoffs?
Yes, we are. Oh, no, Washington was, and they just lost.
Ah, okay. So there you go.
Yep.
So we're not the worst.
No, we are now, though, because they lost. They're at home. So now, technically, we are the worst team in the playoffs.
Well, we're there. That's the point.
But
if the
there.
Bulls can do that,
yeah.
We're there. So, I mean, let's continue on. The Bears, we gotta put our hands up for the boys. They made it.
I'll be cheering them on tomorrow.
And they'll be playing the Saints.
Yeah. Saints are without their best defensive end tomorrow, too. I just got news. So, that's pretty good. It's a good sign.
And we're going to need our Saints, too. Please, Lord. Bring our boys. Please, Lord. Bring our boys some W's. I saw your little brother's bracket, and I'm with it. I want that to happen.
Oh, yeah. Bills versus Bears.
He just did the X. He just took the easiest route for the teams to make it.
Yeah, that's all he did.
That silly fool.
Bills will still kill us, but yeah. Anyway, I'm so excited for that, actually. You know, I hate on the Bears, but I am a fan. That's the thing. I am a fan. So
you gotta be. Especially when we were young like us, growing up, and Rosa taking us to the to see them all.
Oh, the practice. Or, yeah, practice.
We're all just going there. Yeah, and then just being there as a kid, man. It was like, the energy's there. You gotta follow.
I'm cheering my team. I don't know how well we're gonna do, but I'm going to either be at my house or something, and definitely cheer on the Bears. Hopefully we get the win.
Yep. And what do you got for Seahawks versus the Rams?
Oh, well, the Rams just won.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's one of the games today. Yeah, the Rams. The Rams upset the Seahawks, so that was interesting. I definitely thought the Seahawks were going to blow by them, but and what was crazy is the backup quarterback started for the Rams today because the starter was hurt. Well, the backup quarterback got sent to the hospital, taking a hit to the head, and then the starting hurt quarterback had to come in and play, and they still won.
What?
Yeah, it was interesting. No shit. Yeah, it was cool.
Wow. So well, that's one of them stories where like the dude was waiting and waiting for his chance and came in and boom, made it happen.
Yeah, it was interesting. But the Rams did upset the Seahawks, so that's cool. No Russell Wilson in the playoffs.
Tough.
No, I'm not mad. Gives us a better opportunity if we win this game.
Truth. Tough for them, though. Tough for them, definitely.
And then the other game today was the Washington and Tampa Bay. Tom Brady. They win 31-23. The interesting story, though, is the backup quarterback for Washington got the start today because Alex Smith was hurt and played absolutely out of his mind. Was phenomenal. It's going to bring a lot of questions next year for Washington. Who's going to start? It's either going to be Alex Smith or his name is Taylor Heineke.
Heineke. Oh, snap.
And I was reading that this was his only second start of his career. Ever in the NFL.
No shit.
And
it was in the playoffs. Career?
Yeah, and he was good. He was very good.
Threw
for over 300 yards. 300 yards in the air and 46 yards on the ground. Two touchdowns. Wow. He was really good. But
wow, that's awesome.
Can't bet against Tampa Tom.
Never. Yeah. Never. So, I mean, at least he got his name out there, though. That's what I mean. Like, definitely. Someone was in the air tonight for these guys. Yeah. They were like, oh, I need.
Isn't that great for him? Because now, like,
oh, yeah.
He can, like, he probably didn't know if he had a job or not next year. Now, if Washington doesn't re-sign him or whatever happens, or if they want to trade him, he's going to start in an NFL team next year. Chicago needs a quarterback. Saw him.
For sure. That's great. That's cool.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Good for Heineke, man. Be looking out for that guy's name for sure now.
Yeah, and then the early game today was Colts-Bills, and Bills just get away with a win 27-24. It was a good game, and I had Colts earlier, I think when we talked, as a sleeper team because of their defense, and I thought they were going to pull this one off, but Bills got them, which Bills are the better team. They're 13-3, but it was a good game. Much closer than people thought.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
What else you got? Steelers and Browns?
Steelers and Browns.
Do they play
tomorrow
yet?
Night.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And then Titans and Ravens is the morning game, the noon game. So before the Bears Saints. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got Titans, Ravens, then you got Steelers and Browns.
Yep. And then between that is the Bears.
In between that's the Bears. Yep. Yeah. I'm going to have to check that one for sure, the Bears, for my fam.
Yeah. You got to watch that Ravens game too, my boy Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah, man. How's he? Oh, yeah, of course he's been doing
great. He's been hot lately. He's been real good. So, but this game's going to be very good. I think the Titans-Ravens game is going to be the best game out of all three of these. They're both very good teams, so we'll see.
And the Packers and Chiefs have the first-round bye, so they're chilling.
Yep, they're hanging out. Probably Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes making more State Farm commercials, doing something. I don't know.
Doing little money makers on the side. They all, man, those dudes are everywhere. Those faces, man. Well, especially if they're doing moves like you are, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you're creating waves in the NFL like that, man, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, when you're that good, you can make commercials for like erectile dysfunction. Whatever. It don't matter.
Anything, dude. And people will be like, yeah, no, it's cool.
Like, oh,
for
sure,
we'll buy that.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Well, NFL is going to be tough, man. Tomorrow's some big games, so that'll be fun to get into.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to definitely check that out, and we'll get back on that stuff next week. Moving on to our NBA. Dude, I know we had it written down because the beginning of our season was tough.
Very tough. Very
Bulls was tough.
We didn't look very good for the first few games.
No, we even wrote down that the Bulls stink. That was the whole option to talk about.
Yeah.
Bulls stink.
And now we have a new narrative.
Now we have a whole new mindset. Yeah. We're in this as a squad.
Yeah.
All right, we are with y'all.
It's crazy we can say that, and they were 4-6, but like, yeah, they're a good 4-6.
They're a good 4-6 though, because you know, to be honest, even the loss we took last night to the Lakers.
What a game.
Even losing to a team like that, you saw the battle, and you've seen the battle in the past, you know, in the past 5 games, 6 games, man. We've been something else. We've turned it on. You know, I mean, we shook the rust off, it seemed like, from the beginning of the season.
Yep.
And we've just been, I mean, taking off. And I really love to see what Billy Donovan has done with his team and what we do in positions that we get in with other, like last year or any, like in the previous seasons, we would get in these positions with these teams and not even good teams. Like, we'll get into that. But like, we, even on mediocre teams we were playing, we get in positions where we would just like look like we're down on ourselves.
Right.
And we could never fight back.
No even energy.
When we tried, like, we'd have little spurts, but it wasn't enough to fight back. Now, we fight back and we yes. come back even harder. Like, we don't just stop. We come back harder and we go for the dub. And that is exciting to watch, man.
What's crazy is, like you were saying, like, you'd watch Zach LaVine and you see, like, before this year, like, you saw a killer instinct in him and you're just like, come on, just come out, just come out. And he'd have spurts. And now it's like, he's the guy. Like, it's every drive's killer. I'm like, wow, and you're right, it's Billy Donovan. I think he just puts it down.
It's a confidence too, and I think you can see it in other players as well, because there's a change in them. Like, you know what I mean? It's something that you can see, like, for coaches. And if you play the game, or you even know, like, if you've had a good coach, you know, there's a different spark you see in players when the idea has been touched in them that they know what to do next, right? They know what happened and they fix that, and then they continue forward. Now, that's what we do every time. Now, it's like, we're messing up here. We make the adjustment, and we start to make moves. And those guys like Kobe White and Zach LaVine, like you said, they just come off, man, and they are allowed to go off and they show out.
Yes.
And then you got consistency off the bench as well as like in the other starters. Yes. Patrick Williams has been murdering.
Dude, the guy is phenomenal. I mean, we might have the rookie of the year. Seriously, the guy is playing. Holy crap.
Yeah, and I was so upset, too. Like, we were all upset.
I was so
when you
pissed.
When you first get it, like, you were like, I mean, when you first saw the pick, I think it was a day before the draft, we found out that they were kind of hinting that they were going to get
him. Yeah, you sent something out about him, right?
Yeah, there was like a little article that I saw that was like a sneak peek of like, they're thinking about this. And everyone was like, what? Who is this dude?
Right.
And then even when we picked him, they're showing all these badass highlight clips of everybody, and they show Patrick Williams, and he's like delivering flowers.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like, what the hell? Yeah, so you're just like, what? That's coming to Chicago?
I don't want no flowers.
Yeah, no, and you see like Obi Toppin's tough ass dunking on people and shit, staring at
Little did we know, Patrick Williams little is did a we baller, know dude.
That he was a monster, dude. Because even, I mean, let me just, I'll just read what LeBron said really quick about him. They played last night.
Yes.
And, oh man, just to hear what LeBron said about him gets you excited for the future because they matched up last night, and now we lost, but we fought, like I said, from what I read, in especially after the first 4 games, like you were saying, what I was reading was we weren't supposed to win a game in January.
Right.
Because our lineup is just so hardcore. The schedule right now. Like, we have a lot of teams coming up too. That are gonna be tough. But just last night against LeBron, bro. So, quote, he said, I think he's going to be an exceptional talent, he said of Williams. Long arms. He has Kawhi-type hands that I noticed on the floor. So I knew I couldn't play with the ball much. And you could tell that he's just laser sharp on trying to get better and better. And, man, just to hear him say something like that, like Kawhi, like he's got Kawhi-like arms, which you actually said on the podcast is that he reminded you of Kawhi.
Yeah. Yeah, his game kind of looks like it, right? I mean, his shots. I mean, a lot of things reminds me of Kawhi after a while.
Yeah, well, he's conservative, as in, like, he doesn't look like he's rushed to make a ball. Like, he makes a smart decision every time he's got the ball.
Yep.
And he seems like he knows what's going to happen. Or he's not, like I said, he's just not rushed. He's like, very just there. He's very aware of what's going on.
His basketball IQ is absolutely through the roof.
Yeah, very cool to see from a rookie and, like... Yeah. He's consistent. He don't have to take the shot. He doesn't have to do anything. He understands his role, and that's what makes him so great. Is that he's like, he's not just a body, but he's consistent on everything he does. He's a body for like any situation you need him to be. He's there, and especially when LeBron knows that he can't have the ball in his hand because of how he can defend you and how of his length and how big he is. I mean, that's something to say right there.
I will say that, what was it, like the end of the game, that closing drive, I'm 99.9% sure that was a damn charge on LeBron James, on Patrick Williams. Like, he legit threw his shoulder into him on that drive. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you can't. But a veteran player, like, if Patrick Williams is, like, year three or four, he probably takes the charge there, though, and we probably get the ball back.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, that's when it comes down to LeBron over a rookie.
Yeah,
and it's, or what are we going to do for him right
now?
But, no, still, the fact that he's doing that stuff, doing that type of stuff against LeBron, against, you know, the you know, quote, GOAT of right now, you know, the GOAT of this GOAT of the era.
Yeah.
Like, we're stepping in, man. The Bulls are nothing to play with anymore, and I like it. I like what we see. Even though, yeah, we're 4-6, but we're a tough 4-6, man. And
we're a little better than we think. I mean, we got a two-point loss to the Lakers, 4-point loss to the Kings. You know what I mean? You turn those two games around, we're 6-4. Not 4-6.
And we're running through teams like...
A one-point loss to Golden State. Come on.
Yeah.
That's three
wins.
We run
through teams like Washington and stuff, so we feel like we're elite. You know what I mean? We do things.
Oh, yeah.
It's badass.
We got Washington twice. We beat Portland. We beat Dallas. I mean, Dallas is without Luka, but still.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Like, we do our thing, and that's why I'm saying the Bulls are not... We're not, like... We're not nothing to play with now. Like, we're here. We're here. Yeah. We're at least we're not like with the big dogs yet.
No,
but we're definitely we're on our way. There.
Good trajectory.
Yeah, yeah. And the coaching staff and the just the energy of the whole team, even the bench. Like seeing people like Gafford and Otto Porter's been playing as a starter now because of COVID and because of all these other reasons of like people being out. But like
he's playing good
Gafford
basketball.
And them coming Gafford. Out. Like, oh, man,
that guy. I just need him to start. I love
if he starts. Yeah, if he starts, it's gonna be sick. And I wouldn't even mind if we traded Wendell or Larry for something else and put Gafford at the center.
Yeah, I agree. I like Gafford. He's a good player.
Yep, he's got great energy. But no, man. Shoot, I guess moving on, man. What some teams that you've been seeing that you want to talk about, brother?
The 76ers are the best team in the NBA right now, and I just can't believe it. I'm like, okay, well. It's I didn't think they were gonna be that good. Very good.
Man, well Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, man, those dudes are tough.
Yeah. Boston's Boston. We knew they were gonna be good. The Pacers though, third best record in the NBA. I'm like, oh well, that's interesting.
The Pacers?
Yeah, man.
I didn't even know that.
They are 6-3.
Wow. Yep. Oladipo?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, who have they been playing, man?
I don't know. I'm going to check. Record? Yeah, they're 6-3. Let me check out who they've been playing. My Magic started hot, but we just lost Fultz, so that kind of hurts.
Oh, damn, really? Yeah, Magic is tough, and I like their whole lineup. Yeah. I like Aaron Gordon. I like Cole Anthony's been doing great.
Yeah, he's stepped up. So they've beat.
He's cool.
Let's see those wins. Wins are over Rockets, Pelicans, Cavs, Celtics, Bulls, and Knicks. That's who the Pacers beat. I mean, they beat the Celtics. They beat the Pelicans.
It's cool. Yeah, they beat us.
Yeah, they lost to the Suns.
I missed that game.
That's a good team, the Suns. The Bulls
what
game?
No, go ahead.
The Bulls game? You talk about Pacers Bulls?
No, I didn't see that one.
I think that was like right after we got our ass whooped on one game. I was just so pissed off, so I didn't watch that one.
They took a break. Next,
had to take a break.
You got to sometimes, man. It's a long season. You got to give yourself time.
Yeah.
No, man. The team that I've been watching that I really like, and just because I've been watching, probably because of 2K, and just actually not just 2K, just seeing them on YouTube, and his brothers, and you know the Ball brothers, they faced off yesterday, and LaMelo and Lonzo faced off against each other.
How fun!
And the Hornets took the dub, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great to watch. Like. Zion is Zion, and he's always fun to watch. But to watch the Hornets beat the Pelicans, you're like, oh, snap. Like, you're going to let your little brother do you like this?
Right.
I mean, Lonzo put up, like, 5 points. It was, like, 3 assists. I think it was, like, 3 assists, something like that. But LaMelo was 1 assist away from a triple-dub. Had, like, 12. I think it was 12 points, 9 assists, and 10 rebounds.
Yeah.
And then tonight, I mean, after you got that dub, of course, you're excited. You beat your brother. You fired beat, up. You know, you beat another team that's supposed to be up and coming. You know, all you got behind you. Not Aaron Gordon. What's his name? He just came from freaking...
Oh, Gordon
Hayward.
Hayward.
Yeah, Gordon Hayward from the Celtics. He's been doing great, too, with LaMelo. I mean, LaMelo, when he's on the court, he's making things happen. And he's not even starting
Don't
right now.
Don't sleep on PJ, either.
Oh, PJ's great. Yeah. Miles Bridges is great. Like, all these guys coming together are doing great things. And it's just, like, it's cool to see. So, like, when they beat a team like the Pelicans, you're like, oh, snap, there's somebody to play with. And then, and then tonight, LaMelo actually put up his first triple-dub. He's the youngest player in the NBA to put up a triple-dub. Youngest player ever in the NBA to put up this triple-dub.
It was a big one, too, right?
Yeah, it was a big one. It was a nice one. It was 22 points. Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. It was, I think it was 22 points. 12 rebounds and 11 assists, and yeah, he was on fire, and he's shooting, and I mean I love watching him pass because he can just
me too find holy you. Crap what a he, ball handler
he's smooth with it and he's confident. That's what I think. You missing his brother is like Lonzo was. He was confident, but he wasn't as confident. Like LaMelo, you can tell he really doesn't care. And at the end of when he both of them are funny because when you see them interview, they're real like nonchalant, like no questions really bother them at all. Right. They just kind of answer it and then move on. So like whenever he's talking, he's like, "No, it's just basketball, man. I've been playing since I'm three. It's no big deal."
Yeah,
that's what he says, and you're like, "What the fuck?" Because I mean, bro, you're playing like that. Like he literally is, like if he wasn't playing like that, I'd be like, "What an arrogant fuck," you know?
Yeah.
But like when you actually see him play in the NBA, like that's a hard thing to do, and. You don't just mess around with a triple-double in the NBA and not get props for it.
Right,
so
right.
Props to that, and hopefully his career keeps going great.
I think it will.
He's got fun play.
Even if he can't figure out the shooting, his ball skills are ridiculous. And his playmaking ability,
great.
They're great.
And that's what I mean. And actually, like that brings me to a great point because he faced off against Trae Young tonight.
Yeah.
And
destroyed him.
That right there kind of shows you. I think Trae Young will be the last small point guard that we see successfully, because
right.
After LaMelo and after these new PGs like Killian Hayes and Tyrese Halliburton and all these, you know, 6'5", 6'7", mm-hmm. point guards, Luka, shoot, all these guys, you don't, I mean, yes, he's fast, Trae Young's fast, yes, he can throw the ball underneath your legs, yes, he can shoot, but is he gonna be your point guard? Is he gonna bring you a ship? You know,
right.
Is he scary enough? Chris Paul can probably do it, but like, that's how long is it taking Chris Paul to become a veteran like that to do that?
So, and I mean, he still doesn't have.
I just think it'll be few and far between when we see a point guard like Trae Young enter the league. I think because after this, just seeing LaMelo, it's just. Like,
I agree.
It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, it's gonna be real tough. And there's only like one Steph Curry in the world. You know what I mean? Like you're not gonna see
right.
It, you know.
Yes, you'll have to be something like that.
Yeah.
Like it, just to get in, you're gonna have to be something like that,
right?
Because now LaMelo showed you tonight. Like Trae Young can be easily stopped by somebody tall,
yeah.
And he bullied him. Like there's a few plays you see somebody, and LaMelo's not doesn't weigh that much. He weighs like 180 pounds.
No, his length though, it's gonna get him.
That's what I mean. Like he doesn't weigh much, but he's so big that like he will bully a little dude. Like he will bully a 6'2" dude, mm-hmm. six foot dude. Like he's gonna bully.
You're right. Yeah, and I like LaMelo too. So I do think the kid's gonna be something pretty special in this league.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, shoot, dude, that was. I mean, I'm excited for basketball.
Me too.
Basketball's been great to watch. All the sports have been great to watch. We got a big week coming up. Big day tomorrow.
Yes.
Big gay. We got a big gay day tomorrow.
Happy day.
Happy y'all. That's
great
what I'm
show.
Saying. Great show, dude. Hopefully this is. I mean, I think we kicked it shorter this time.
Yeah.
We're
at like 40 minutes. This should, after editing, it'll be down about 30, 35. I like that. It's easier for everyone.
Yeah, dude. So, man, hopefully y'all liked it, enjoyed this, man. We brought you episode 4. We're going to continue on this streak now. We got past our hump of starting. So, next week and the weeks after, we're going to be bringing it to you. So, give us what your thoughts. Give us your feedback. You know, we love your comments. Your messages, anything you want, man. You want to be on the show, hit us up. You got something good to say, maybe we'll let you in, man. Maybe we'll
possibly
let you
win. Yeah. And just a shout out for, like, lately we've gotten a lot of likes on the page, so we appreciate you guys too. I'm not sure where those are coming from. I know, like we were saying in the beginning, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, definitely all the shares and all the likes and just anything you guys like, we love it. We love hearing anything that we hear from y'all, so we love doing this, and hopefully we love hearing us, and we'll just keep bringing it to you.
100%.
Thank y'all for listening. It's been the episode 4 CG Podcast. It's CG2 Easy, man. Tone, tell them we out.
All right, guys. See ya.
Peace out.